Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our cafe guests today, Civil Wars, are John Paul White and Joy Williams. The pair are not new to songwriting or performing. John Paul had a major label deal in the past, and Joy Williams has put out some albums on Christian labels. What is extraordinary is what has happened to their careers since they met and started singing and writing together. For instance, a live recording of their second live date got over 100,000 downloads, and their song Poison and Wine was featured on Grey's Anatomy in November of 2009. Their debut studio album, Barton Hollow, has done quite well. The week it was released, it was number 12 on the Billboard Top 200 album chart, and it's still in the top 5 on the folk charts. The two met in what has been described as a writer's camp, where a whole bunch of writers are put into a room and attempt to come up with a hit song for somebody. Joy and Paul drew each other's number to be paired up. They'd never met before. I asked Joy if she had participated in that kind of a songwriting blind date before.
Yes, I've been songwriting for several years, and so had John Paul, you know, up until the point of meeting each other. And so, you know, singing, you know, with someone that I hadn't really known before or met before wasn't the most unusual part. What was really strange was the fact that within a matter of minutes after the sort of obligatory highs and hellos and where are you from, those kinds of questions, when he started playing guitar and we started singing together, we both really sat up a bit straighter than we had before, just because the connection was really unique and something that was unparalleled in any of the other co-writes that I've ever had. So I think that though we kept it pretty close to the vest, though, neither of us gave away that we sensed that until much later. And I think we both sort of thought we'd test it again and see if we couldn't see if that wasn't lightning in a bottle or not. So we got together months later to write again, and the same thing happened. And again, I'd never had the kind of blend with somebody else like I have with John Paul. It's like we've been singing together all of our lives, but we've only known each other not even 3 years.
Wow. Well, let's stop talking about singing, and why don't you guys do a tune to start things off? I suggested one from this album called "Forget Me Not" because it's a little different than the other things on Barton Hollow. It's a little more leaning, I guess, towards John Paul. You know, sort of your end of the country, sure. The Alabama end.
Yeah, man. Well, this song came from a bit of a vague story, but a letter from abroad. Oh.
Live on the World Cafe, that's the Civil Wars, Joy Williams and John Paul White, and Forget Me Nots from their studio album, Barton Hollow. You guys are just showing off. Wow.
Now, oh, you're too kind. I love, John Paul, that you introduced the song as from a letter from abroad, and I wanted to be like, from far away or from a woman?
From a chick. A letter from abroad, abroad.
Now, you're not a romantic couple, which many people find surprising because of the intimacy of this whole thing. What about the writing? Songs are sometimes pretty revealing, even if there's just one writer involved. What's that like to share things in that way?
Well, I think one of the strengths of this collaboration is that we're not in a relationship mm-hmm. together, because we are able to go places conversationally and lyrically that we probably wouldn't if we were, you know, somebody was going to end up sleeping on the couch that night. We can say things to each other in song that we can sing every night, I Don't Love You But I Always Will, which would be, I would think, would be pretty taxing on a relationship. We're both married, happily married, and so we talk people. About those things.
Yeah.
And we also talk about our careers, and we talk about, you know, issues with, be it from, you know, addiction to God, to lack of God, to, you know, everything else that everyone else talks about. We talk about those same things because we're really good friends. And those things do come out in our songs, because that's usually the conversation that's being had over me playing guitar mm-hmm. as we're sitting in her living room. Mm-hmm. So you never know what's biographical and what's not when we're narrators, when we're actors, and we like it that way. And sometimes we don't know, you know, these things fall out into a song and it's like, where did that come from? That didn't even come out of our conversation, but they just appear. And, we try not to think too much about it, to be honest, because, I don't really want to see behind the curtain.
I can understand that. Well, a song that begins this disc is 20 years. Now, with a song like that, can you say, Joy wrote more of that, or I wrote more of that, or is it really together?
I mean, I think it really is. Again, it's another wonderful surprise of coming across John Paul and meeting, is that it's such a 50-50 experience. And we, you know, neither of us, you know, come with, you know, a song half written when we meet up. I mean, we literally sit down and chase the muse together. But again, it's, you know, like John Paul was saying, we bring our stories, or we bring things that have impacted us, whether it's art or, you know, other conversations or our own family stories. And so this song is actually a representation of that. Whose family and what story remains to be mm-hmm. disclosed. But, but this is an example of that.
Okay, this is 20 years of Civil Wars.
Recognize.
20 years. That is the song that begins Barton Hollow, the Civil War's new album here at on the World Cafe. Joy Williams and John Paul White singing for us today. And thanks for doing that one. That's a good tune indeed.
Our pleasure.
You know, we got to talk about a bit about the phenomenon of this. If it was a phenomenon for you two to meet each other, it's really translated to other people with these songs. Right from the top, or at least right from the second show, we'll put it that way, you guys did a show at Eddie's Attic in Atlanta and put that out on the web as an album, and people just scarfed it up. And then sort of the coup was getting a Poison and Wine, your song in a Grey's Anatomy show, not just in a show, but like out in the open, which I don't know that that happens a whole lot. And did you know that was going to happen?
We didn't until a matter of just a few days before. And you know, you never know what kind of placement you'll get. I mean, it's always really exciting when you know a song is going to make it onto a television show. But at the same time, it's like it could be 10 seconds and it could be complete sort of sonic wallpaper. But, you know, when we got the call that that was happening, it was, and we'll be using the song in full, you know, through a montage, and it'll be a relatively pivotal moment that's happening in the show. And so we were beside ourselves and pinching ourselves, and then also going, oh my gosh, what we don't even have the song up on iTunes, we don't have a music video. So we rushed to get Poison and Wine up on iTunes, and we recorded and shot a music video in afternoon, and it was literally uploading to YouTube. Our music video was uploading as the song was playing on Poison and Wine, and literally like down to the wire, to the moment that the episode ended, it was fully available online. And I think it's had, I think we're at 600,000 views of that.
But
wow. Yeah, that sounds
somewhere around there. So it's been a crazy series of opportunities along the way over the past couple of years, you know, in conjunction with the fact that John Paul and I have been making music for a long time, you know, individually. So I don't know if it feels like an overnight phenomenon. What do you think, JP?
You know, there are bits of it that are, you know, do have that feeling, because as she said, we've been doing this for a while and it's been a lot of uphill. And since we met, everything's been, you know, a pretty steep incline with this project. And you know what? I don't feel guilty about that in the least. We both put in, you know, our 10 years, you know, professionally, you know, not counting even, you know, the work before that. So, you know, we were ready to meet each other. We were ready to do this. And the beautiful thing is that we do this because we dearly love doing what we do. Yeah. And that's, you hear that from a lot of people, but, you know, we've done this long enough that we're not going to settle for anything better than it being our favorite thing in the world to do, because, you know, we've got families and we're away from home a lot. And so I really think people see it, and they,
hopefully
I think
they do.
That's one of the things people mention to us a lot, is that they appreciate how much they can tell we love what we do. And that's about as flattering as anyone could be, because we do dearly love what we're doing, and we're really just lucky that other people enjoy what we're doing. That part we can't control.
Yeah, we don't take that for granted at all.
I should fill in a bit of the backstory. Joy, you've had, you know, a fair amount of success in contemporary Christian music. I mean, you know, albums up for awards. You did very well there. John Paul, there is a photo of you up singing on Mountain Stage, and I must say you do not have a suit on.
No, yeah, that was true, and shorter hair too, I think.
Yeah, much shorter hair.
I need to see this photo.
Because John Paul looks the Southern gentleman if you see him in his resplendent in his suits now.
You're very sweet.
Oh, he said resplendent. That's very great
sweet.
Word.
But yeah, well, now the song Poison and Wine is pretty special in and of itself, this whole idea of being in a relationship and who knows what about who, and all, how did the subject matter of this come up?
Well, we co-wrote this with a buddy of ours in Nashville named Chris Lindsay, and all of us, you know, are in committed relationships, and sitting down that day, we started talking about, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of how much it requires being vulnerable and just kind of sharing about what it looks like to open up to somebody and the realities. Love is a wonderful and messy thing. Mm. So we thought we'd try and encompass that in the process of writing. And it sort of took on a life of its own as we were writing it. We all kind of, like I said earlier, sat up a little bit straighter when we were writing it.
Mm. So the song stood out to you guys even before it made any other inroads.
Yeah. To me, on the spot, I just when we came up with the hook line for the chorus, I got chills, and I don't get that very often, especially something I create. You know, we made a conscious decision to put lines in the song that reflected, like, what would you say to someone if they couldn't hear you? Yeah. If you could scream it in their face but they wouldn't hear it, because there's things that you can't say out loud, not the way we say them. Mm-hmm. And because it'll either, you know, let the cat out of the bag, or it'll scare someone off, or it'll show your, you know, true feelings and show who you are as a person. And sometimes saying things like this, you might feel less of yourself. So we just thought, you know, no gloves. What would you say if you had that curtain that they couldn't hear it? And that's kind of a big part of the song.
And this is Poison and Wine.
Get back.
a beautiful version of Poison and Wine from our guests today, the Civil Wars, Joy Williams and John Paul White. Great song. Great performance.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. So have you met the parents? Have you...
have we met the parents?
Yeah.
Has he met my parents?
Yeah, yeah.
No one's ever asked that.
You know what? Actually, no one has asked that, but we did feel behooved to meet our significant others, like, right at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Joy drove down to Muscle Shoals. We all hung out.
I did. I met his beautiful wife, Jenny.
Children gave her the seal of approval, and we were
that's
off.
That's right. That's right. And my husband, Nate, is actually our manager. So,
ah.
And then I believe that the parents have... We've met the parents as well.
Yes.
Back in California, that's where my parents are.
Yes. I think all of our parents are really proud and happy.
They are.
And I'm not making rock music anymore, so they're probably happy about that, too.
Thank you guys so much for singing for us today.
Dude, thank you for having us, man.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.